Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Jealousy Cure: Learn to Trust, Overcome Possessiveness, and Save Your Relationship is a self-help and relationship psychology book by Robert L. Leahy, a clinician known for cognitive behavioral therapy and emotional schema theory. The book treats jealousy not as a moral failure, but as a common emotional response that can become destructive when it turns into suspicion, checking, coercion, or chronic reassurance seeking. Leahy's purpose is to help readers understand why jealousy develops, how it differs from envy and possessiveness, and how it can be managed without denying that the feeling exists. Drawing on CBT, ACT, mindfulness, and emotional schema concepts, the book offers a practical framework for challenging distorted beliefs, reducing compulsive behaviors, and improving communication between partners. Its focus is especially relevant for readers dealing with romantic jealousy, insecurity, or retroactive jealousy. But its broader value lies in showing how emotions can be validated without letting them control relationship behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, jealousy as a normal emotion with an evolutionary function. One of the book's central moves is to reframe jealousy as a universal emotion rather than a pathological defect. Leahy argues that jealousy can make sense as a response to a perceived threat to a valued relationship, which helps explain why it appears across cultures, ages, and even in non-human animals. This framing matters because many people respond to jealousy with shame, secrecy, or self-criticism, which can intensify the problem. By treating jealousy as emotionally understandable, the book creates room for analysis instead of moral panic. That does not mean jealousy is automatically helpful. The point is that the feeling itself may signal attachment, investment, or fear of loss, while the real difficulty lies in what people do next. This distinction allows readers to see jealousy as information that can be examined, rather than proof that they are bad partners. The book's evolutionary perspective also gives a clear explanation for why jealousy can be so persistent. It is tied to survival concerns, commitment, and mate protection, not just irrational insecurity. Secondly, separating feelings, thoughts, and controlling behaviors. A major practical insight in the book is the separation of jealousy into distinct layers: feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. Leahy repeatedly emphasizes that a person can feel jealous without acting in jealous ways. This matters because many relationships become trapped in escalating cycles where suspicion leads to checking, questioning, accusing, or seeking constant reassurance. And those behaviors then produce more distance and mistrust. The book uses cognitive behavioral reasoning to show how certain assumptions fuel this cycle, such as the belief that a loving partner should never find anyone else attractive, or that trust requires total knowledge and monitoring. Instead of accepting these beliefs as truths, readers are encouraged to test them against evidence and to consider the costs of maintaining them. This approach shifts the focus from suppressing emotion to changing responses. It also helps couples see that jealousy is not only an internal experience, but a relational pattern. By distinguishing emotional reaction from behavioral choice, the book offers a more workable path for reducing damage while still acknowledging vulnerability. Thirdly, using CBT, ACT, and mindfulness to challenge jealousy spirals. The book stands out for combining several therapeutic approaches rather than relying on a single technique. Cognitive behavioral therapy is used to identify distorted interpretations, such as catastrophizing, mind reading, and overgeneralizing from a partner's behavior. Acceptance and commitment therapy contributes the idea that painful thoughts and emotions do not have to be eliminated before a person can act wisely. Mindfulness adds the capacity to notice jealous thoughts without immediately fusing with them or treating them as commands. Together, these methods form a practical strategy for handling the mental loops that make jealousy so hard to escape. The value of this integration is that it addresses both content and process. Readers do not only challenge what they think, but also how they relate to their thoughts. Lee's model fits people who become trapped in repetitive mental checking, rumination, or interpretation of small cues as evidence of betrayal. Instead of promising certainty, the book teaches tolerance for uncertainty and emotional discomfort, which is often the more realistic goal in intimate relationships. That emphasis makes the book psychologically grounded rather than simplistic. Fourthly, possessiveness, reassurance seeking, and the interpersonal cost of jealousy. The book gives close attention to the relationship behaviors that often grow out of jealousy, especially possessiveness, interrogation, checking, and repeated demands for reassurance. Leahy treats these patterns as understandable attempts to reduce anxiety, but he also makes clear that they usually create the opposite effect by increasing tension and reducing trust. One useful idea in the book is that the problem is often not jealousy itself, but the way it becomes organized into control strategies. For that reason, the book encourages couples to examine how reassurance, secrecy, criticism, and defensive responses can lock both partners into a rigid cycle. The court technique is one example of this interpersonal focus. It helps the jealous person understand how relentless questioning feels from the other side. This is important because jealousy is frequently experienced as private distress by one partner and as coercion by the other. By making the relational cost visible, the book helps readers move from blame toward negotiation. It also reinforces the idea that healthy relationships require boundaries, honesty, and emotional restraint rather than total transparency or surveillance. Lastly, retroactive jealousy and the problem of being trapped by a partner's past. The book is especially useful in addressing retroactive jealousy. The obsessive focus on a partner's previous relationships, sexual history, or past choices. This form of jealousy can be confusing because the threat is not a current rival but an imagined comparison with a past that cannot be changed. Leahy treats it as a serious relationship problem because it often feeds intrusive thoughts, compulsive questioning, and unfair judgments about a partner's history. The book's value here is that it refuses to dismiss such reactions as trivial curiosity. Instead, it explains how the mind can turn limited information into a narrative of inadequacy, contamination, or permanent insecurity. Readers are encouraged to challenge the belief that knowing every detail of a partner's past will produce safety, since that belief usually expands anxiety rather than resolving it. The broader lesson is that trust cannot be built through exhaustive mental review or emotional control. It requires accepting uncertainty about a partner's life before the current relationship and focusing on present behavior, mutual respect, and chosen commitment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who struggle with jealousy in romantic relationships, partners who are affected by possessiveness, and therapists or coaches looking for a clear CBT-informed framework for relationship jealousy. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a way to understand jealousy without either excusing harmful behavior or pathologizing normal emotion. The book is particularly useful for people caught in checking, reassurance seeking, rumination, or retroactive jealousy because it connects those patterns to specific cognitive and behavioral habits that can be changed. Compared with many relationship self-help books, it stands out for its clinical precision and its refusal to frame jealousy as something that must simply be eliminated. Instead, Leahy treats it as something to be recognized, tolerated, and managed more intelligently. That makes the book intellectually stronger than advice books that rely only on reassurance and more usable than highly theoretical psychology texts. It offers a balanced mix of normalization, concrete techniques, and relationship-focused insight, which is why it remains relevant for readers seeking both emotional clarity and practical change. If you would like to support Robert L. Leahy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.